before electricity came to the area, and of course they were living in the country and they didn't have ice delivery, so they had to utilize their spring for the cooling milk keeping. And of course now when milk began to turn sour, the common expression back in those days said milk was blinky.
Blinky?
Uh-huh.
What would you say?
I'd say it turned sour, but then the earlier expression, they called it milk was blinked, or milk was blinky.
Would they say the same thing about butter that's been kept too long?
No, they just say it's rancid.
Rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same expression that you use now?
Well, we use margarine. So, you know, of course, with refrigeration, you don't have that anymore.
All right. Have you talking about describing the taste of butter that's gone bad? Have you ever heard of people around here saying it's funky?
No, I've never heard that. Because I think funky is a modern hippie word.
That's true. I think some people have used it, you know,
I've heard it.
You were talking about hayloft a minute ago. When farmers cut the hay off the field before baling it, they might pile it up.
They shocked it and then they put in haystacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now we call it haystacks, but I believe in some places they call them hay mows, don't they?
I think that's right.
But we call them haystacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, did this haystack have any kind of pole through the middle of it?
I don't recall. I don't think it did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now smaller stacks or mows, I think they did have it. They anchored it some way or that, but then I don't know. I'm not enough farmer to know, but I know in Granddad's place, they'd usually stack that up in a big haystack and the cattle would, I guess they'd eat in that during the winter when they'd be around it.
Have you ever heard the term windrows?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, when they cut hay, I guess. And they made it, put it in rows so that they could come along and pick it up and put it in a stack. Of course, now they have those round binders that weigh, you know, they put it up in a roll and weigh several hundred pounds.
Right.
Now, I don't think about that, but I've seen them in the field. But back in the early days, when they first began to use machinery, of course, earlier they used a hand cradle to cut that stuff and they piled it up. They didn't have windrows, or at least I didn't know it if they did. And then later on then, when they had power machinery to cut it, they put it in one row so they could rake it up each day.
What did the farmer use for bringing in the hay from the field?
He had a rack frame on the wagon, stuck out on each side, and they piled it up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that, they didn't have elevators back in those days, so they just had to pitch it up in the barn wall.
You mentioned corn crib earlier. Was there any type of building or part of a building that was used for storing any kind of grain in general?
Well, Granddad had in his farm, he had a corn crib that's kind of a room made out of slats, and the slats were close enough together that air or corn couldn't slide through, so he stored his corn in that. And in his workshop, they had a shop out adjoining the house. He had his workshop in there, and then in the back end of it, he had a tightly built room that he stored his grain, wheat, in that. He called it a granary.
I see.
And on the other side of that, they had a shed for their buggy.
Mm-hmm.
All built together, just all from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume that was custom with most farmers.
Was there a special place for keeping the horses other than the barn?
Not unless they were in the pasture, that I know of.
Mm-hmm. What do you generally use? What's the term generally used now for a place?
Stall?
Stall or the whole
horse
building.
Barn.
Horse barn.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, they all make it out of now. And the only use of the horse in this country is for